how are you finding the roads out there, particularly at this busy time of year? Well, John Looney drives a lot on the roads for his work, and he contacted us yesterday to say things have gone to absolute pot, particularly when it comes to two areas: drivers not knowing how to tackle roundabouts properly and safely, and pedestrians not knowing how to cross the road, and especially not knowing the rules when it comes to a pedestrian crossing. I spoke to him shortly before coming in here and asked him for what his observations are and what his solution would be. Before we go to that, and it's an issue he raises in the interview, he's calling for an education programme. He's calling for the RSA to do more educating of people out there, particularly when it comes to roundabouts. And he wants ads on TV. This is the last ad we could find from the RSA. It's up online. It's from 12 years ago.
Plan early as you approach any roundabout. Obey all local signs, road markings or traffic lights. Get into the correct lane early. If you are going left, take the left lane. If you are going right, take the right lane. If you are going straight ahead, take the left lane. But when the left lane is blocked, or the signs or markings say so, take the right lane to go straight ahead. Always signal left after you pass the exit before the one you intend to take. And always watch out for traffic in the other lanes on a roundabout. From the Road Safety Authority, sponsored by the Irish Insurance Federation.
Yeah, that's the ad. It's up online. It was put up on YouTube 12 years ago by the RSA. Still there today. Now, I'm not sure if that was the last time it aired on television, but it's been a good number of years since I remember seeing that ad. It's one of the points that John makes.
I've been on the road a lot, as you say, going from job to job, and generally roundabouts and pedestrian crossings are the two biggest problem areas I see. Roundabouts, you know, just when you're coming up to a roundabout, the car on your left or right, it is usually your left, is angled towards the middle of the roundabout, and guaranteed they're going to go straight across it rather than go around it. So you get used of how traffic goes, so that you stay back, because 9 times out of 10 they will cut straight across you and they don't even know it. They're not conscious of what they're doing at all. So
things are so bad that when you're approaching a roundabout, you have to put on the brakes and stay clear of the car in front, because they don't know which lane to be in, or they don't know the proper way to drive in the roundabout.
I think they know which lane to be in. They're just not conscious that you have to go around the roundabout. They just think they can go straight through it. To go through the second lane, the inside lane. The inside lane will take you to either Killarney Town or whatever roundabout it is. You should stay on your left lane if you want to go left and keep going around it, like the stay around the actual lines, but they cut straight through it an awful lot of times. I see it every other day.
And if you weren't paying attention, they take the front of your car off.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And when you boot them, then if you don't kind of see them in time, they look at you as if you're what are you at? They're in the wrong lane. They don't even see it.
They don't. They're not even aware they're in the wrong place.
A lot of people are not even aware that they're in the wrong place.
And look,
that's why there should be some sort of campaign to show people. You know, on TV or something, on your own radio station, just when people come into a roundabout, be aware that you have to go around this. You can't drive through it.
You can't drive through it. You can't cut corners in a roundabout.
Well, it's as simple as that. I mean, they're called roundabouts, so you go around, but they're all lined. Most of them are lined and marked, and just go around whichever lane you're going to. Stay in your own lane. Pedestrian crossings are absolutely lethal. I was coming from a funeral yesterday, coming into Killarney, and a guy with a bicycle came from the swimming pool side on the footpath, cycling down towards the roundabout, crossed the pedestrian crossing, never stopped, never looked. A car coming from the Cork side, going back the bypass road, was very near him. Now he was far enough away, but I mean, never stopped, never looked, crossed the second road, and on up for Ballysplan area, and just chronic. Young lads had no idea about the rules of the road, young people walking. The teenagers of today think they can just walk out in front of a car, truck, bus, whatever it may be, and they think they have the right of way. And I've asked them, They said, yeah, we have the right of way. And I said, you actually don't, because you have to wait at the crossing, put your right foot forward and wait until traffic to stop. And all I guess is, you're joking me.
Yeah, that's the issue, I suppose, for pedestrian crossings, and you know, some people have followed this, John, is that you don't actually have the right of way. You're meant to stop and wait and look and get ready to go on, but you have to bear in mind the traffic, the speed at which a car is coming. You can't just step on and all of a sudden you're magically covered, that everyone has to stop for you. There's a give and take that people aren't, that you're saying a lot of people aren't aware of. They just walk out without paying attention to what's coming either side.
Absolutely, Joy. And that's not even when they're on a phone or anything. They're just not, I don't think they know the rules. And like, you know yourself, if you're coming up to a pedestrian crossing, which is usually a slow place with traffic imminent, but if you slam on the brakes, even at 5 miles an hour, the guy behind you is going to go straight up your backside.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem. Like, what it says is, look, you don't have the right of way over traffic until you step onto a crossing.
Correct.
However, you must never step onto a crossing in such a way that causes a driver to brake or swerve suddenly, because then you can be the cause of an accident.
Correct. Oh, RTE had a programme on years ago, of an ad about how to do the safe cross code.
The safe cross code,
for
children.
Pedestrian crossings, and they had ads about roundabouts, which were very good for people driving. I think there should be a national ad campaign again to do the same and show people, because a lot of the younger generation don't know this, haven't seen these ads, and there's nobody telling them because they don't drive cars, or they're not in cars. There's an awful lot of people here in Killarney Town that don't have cars. They were never in cars. They're walking to and from work, and they're driving or whatever, or cycling. You know, so the rules of the road probably don't interest them, but the walking rules have to come into play, and people cycling on are driving electric bikes or these moped things.
The scooters, the e-scooters.
Yeah, they're up and down the streets, and they're up and down the paths. The streets are fine, leave them on the streets, but they're on the footpaths where people are walking.
Yeah,
and as you know, they're fairly fast.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
and I'm not coming down on them, but they need to be in the right place.
Yes.
Same as I can drive in a footpath, or you know.
Yeah. The other thing that struck me, and I saw this myself a few days ago, is somebody was driving. Now, this is a driver, but you see pedestrians a lot. And whether they're jogging or whether they're just walking, they've got noise cancelling headphones on. So they're walking along, they're coming up to cross the road, they're coming up to pedestrian crossing, they're listening to something else, and they're not really aware of the sound of approaching traffic. And this person, when he was driving, and I thought, that's not really good. Like, whatever about having the radio on while you're driving, you still have some, but a noise cancelling headset is another ball game altogether. It takes your attention.
Drivers are no angels either. You know, they're doing an awful lot of things wrong. I mean, we can't blame the pedestrians, but there's a lot of drivers who won't give people a chance, even when the lights are red. They're going through them, you know, orange. They're just in that hurry to get to the next place, but they're gaining nothing. So everybody be aware. There's people, there's cyclists, there's drivers, there's elderly people trying to cross. The lights might be gone green, but there might be an elderly person crossing the road. Give them a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And like you said at the roundabouts, you have to slow down because you don't know who's going to be stepping out on the road, or you don't know who's going to be doing the wrong thing in the roundabout, and you could be caught with the accident.
My theory, and I think, I don't know whether you can correct me on this, when you come into a roundabout, you just slow down. If there's nothing coming, you don't have to stop, but at least you slow down.
Yeah.
You must give way to traffic on your right.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, if you go to any roundabout this minute, either Trilly Road or Dailies, as I call it, they're coming through, and if there's nothing, they're zipping through fairly lively, but they're
flying
through the roundabout. They don't go around it.
No, they cut it. No. They think it's like a straight road that they can cut across rather than getting into the right lane and sticking to that lane.
That's where the problem lies with people. Like, you just get squeezed out. And I'm telling you, if you ask anybody that's driving every other day, they'll say, yeah, it's happening every single day of the week.
Yeah, and busy roundabouts like that one, John, you really have to have your wits about you. There's junctions, cars going everywhere. There's normally a pent-up amount of cars coming from one direction, given how busy it is, and it's mayhem out there with the level of traffic on the roads. That's when you get in real trouble.
And everybody's in a hurry. Nobody give time to somebody else. And I mean, you're gaining nothing. Do you know what I mean? If you let somebody cross, you're still going to catch up to the traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, and what you're seeing then on busy roundabouts is sometimes the traffic on the roundabout will have to stop because there's a traffic lights further down the road that stopped. Then there might be a gap between some cars about to leave the roundabout, and you've cars jumping then to try and squeeze through that gap onto the other section, and it becomes a nightmare.
It does. And some people are very nervous drivers. They're not, like, I don't think any notice. You just let the traffic flow away and somebody will let you out, or you let somebody else out. But there are a lot of people, like learner drivers, they now find it incredibly hard to negotiate busy roundabouts.
Yeah.
You know, and they might, the car might stall, and then there's people who see them and they'll panic. Give people a chance, just relax and
you'll get where you're going.
Be attention and or be aware of L plates and learner drivers. We all had to let them, Jerry, every one of us. We all made mistakes, cars stalling us. We've done things we shouldn't have done, but just be aware that there's people out there like that need to be just watched.
Yeah. You know, okay.
If you think something is wrong coming into roundabout, stay back a little bit because guaranteed they'll cut straight across you.
Yeah.
Be aware.
Fair point.
But like if there could be just something, some sort of an ad on radio and TV.
Yeah, there was years ago, you're right. Maybe time for a new one again, John.
I tried my best to get onto the RSA yesterday, and no way could I get any link to get onto a person on a phone.
Really?
I could send you all the phone numbers, the different ones, and they all go back to the same thing. You cannot get onto a switchboard to try, because I rang RTE to know what they do an ad, and they told me that to the RSA, they will do the ad when the ad is made, but the RSA should make it. And I said, no problem at all, and she gave me the number of the RSA, and if I was here yet,
you still wouldn't get through to a human being.
I couldn't get through to the switchboard, and it says, like, this is the customer care.
Yeah,
You can try it there if you want to, but I couldn't get anywhere with it. And I tried a good few numbers. I went online, see what numbers can I get.
Yeah.
They all came back to the same thing.
Okay, well, look, we'll put it to the RSA, your points as a driver out there and what you're seeing, John, and we'll see what they say about their plans.
Absolutely.
For a campaign. But look, thanks for raising the issue with us this morning.
Not at all. It might just save someone getting injured and getting killed, Joy.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Thanks, John.
Okay. Good morning, Jeff. Bye-bye.